Right, hi everyone. This is Shai from Israel, and I'm very pleased and honored to host Dean Henderson, world researcher, and Mark Steele, much more than a 5G activist, but that's what he's doing in recent days, weeks, and months. Good evening and good afternoon, everyone. I think we'll start with Dean. If you can just give us, let's say people haven't read your post and didn't watch our recent interviews, give the audience some background of what is going on at the moment in the world in terms of 5G enrollment and what I would call the digital prison they are building.
All right, so 1963, IBM went to the federal regulators under Kennedy and they wanted to sell their computer. And the federal regulators told them, no, you can't sell your computer, which at the time was a huge Cray computer, filled up a whole room of a house, because it's a weapon that could be used against entire populations and decimate them. This is just a computer. So then in about the early, mid-90s, the NSA, with the help of Hillary Clinton's Rose Law Firm, was able to get this encryption code using these QRS-11 crystals that got to the NSA, to where before the internet was even out, every computer has these chips, and Intel is a part of this, and Cisco is a part of this, that have these chips that actually you're already being monitored. Every single computer has these backdoor encryption code chips in them. So it's all through the Promise software, which was stolen by Ed Meese, Attorney General under Reagan. And so there's been this basically hijacking of all this high technology by these tech companies. Back in the day, it was like IBM, Honeywell, Hewlett-Packard were the big ones. They always worked with the NSA and the Pentagon. So then the mid-90s came, and all these NSA people were like, well, we got this DARPA net, you know, because the internet was created by Defense Advanced Research Project Administration, which is the creepiest part of the Pentagon. Its logo is a pyramid with all C and I in the middle, and it says total information awareness. So there you have it. So about the mid-90s, all these NSA guys, they're using DARPA net as a spy tool and a weapon against foreign powers and, you know, different things. And they just couldn't believe it, that somehow the internet was released to the public, because it's definitely a weapon. So the internet is also a weapon. Computer's a weapon. Internet's a weapon. It's all weapon systems from the very get-go. So then we kind of got to go back, way back in history, to Samaria, then Babylon, then Carthage, then Tyre, then Rome, then Venice, then the city of London. And this is where the bloodline elite have migrated from and controlled throughout the ages. And right now it's the city of London. So in like the 1920s, RCA Corporation, which was a crown corporation, crown agent corporation, it's a crown agent, it works for the crown. And RCA developed sonar and radar in the 20s.
Hang on, Dean. And sorry, just to clear it up, when you're saying the crown, you don't mean just the British crown, right?
Yeah, right. Good point. The crown is basically consists of all the black nobility, which means crown bloodlines that aren't kings and queens anymore. For example, the House of Savoy in Italy, because they were deposed. The House of Von Thurn and Taxis in Germany, they don't have a monarchy anymore, but they're still very powerful, very wealthy. So they call those black nobility. The other nobility are the kings and queens that currently sit on thrones. And collectively, this is known as the crown. And the city of London is basically their geopolitical power center. And Bank of International Settlements in Switzerland is their depository for their wealth. But the city of London is what basically plans all the wars, the PSYOPs, the mind control, the 5G. So anyway, the 5G, RCA came out with this sonar and radar. Well, out of RCA came General Electric, which makes the smart meters nowadays and the LED lighting, and which basically handed over the Promise software to Ed Meese and is down to pretty much a data collection company at this point, General Electric. And then on the other side of it, out of RCA, came Serco. And it's Serco that I wrote the article about. And whenever the crown has these companies, it seems like they name them these really generic names, like, okay, so the Kennedy assassination, I won't get into the details, but people can check this out and cross-reference them, please do, but it's in my Bigelow book. They used a company called Brimco to carry out the Kennedy assassination. Sir James Intrepid Stevenson was the MI6 agent, the M16 agent who was in charge of that out of Montego Bay, Tyndall Compound in Jamaica, with help from the mob and the CIA, sure, and with help from everybody, and also with help from, by the way, RCA Corporation under David Sarnoff, but a Crown agent. So that was Brimco. They also have Lonro, which is a company that's very powerful in the mining sector that controls like Anglo American, De Beers Diamonds, and a lot of these cartels in the Southern African region where the minerals are. Then they have Urenco, which is basically what was used to steal U.S. uranium out of New Mexico and give it to both the Crown and to Russia. And again, Hillary Clinton, James Comey, all these people involved in the fake Russiagate thing, Robert Mueller were behind this as well. So now we have Serco, and Serco, I think, is meant to say like service company, you know. But the point is, the Crown, when they have these entities that are very powerful, they name them these really generic names so that they're kind of boring and people won't want to look at them, you know. It's got, oh, that sounds really boring. They must be nothing. But in fact, Serco, it's huge. And what they do is they contract with governments. So they're a service company that contracts with governments. So they own the immigration system in the UK. They administer that. All the immigration coming in to the UK, they administer that. They took Julian Assange away the other day in a Serco van. It said Serco on the side. Not many people would have saw that, but I saw it. And they're contracting, obviously, with the British police, the Crown police, whoever these people are. They own all the private prisons in Australia, the detention centers for immigrants in Australia and in New Zealand. They run a lot of prisons in the United States, Canada. They run driver's license offices in Canada and U.S. They run vaccination records offices. You know, they control, like, the contract to have these databases of vaccination injury records. They contract criminal records where they can, you know, see who's got criminal records. And they contract military records. They cover that. And then they cover all communications between the U.S. government agencies. It's called Federal Bridge, which is interesting because there's a bridge house in the city of London that's very important to the city. They also control security over NSA, FBI, CIA, every branch of the U.S. military.
And what's
for the Five Eyes Alliance?
What's their connection to 5G?
And here's the kicker: they control the patent office. They control the U.S. patent office under the Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, another Crown agent. I've got an article about Wilbur Ross if people want to read about his connections to the Crown. But he's the Commerce Secretary. He was with N.M. Rothschild Bank when they came to Trump and basically cut his debt in half and bailed him out, and that his payback was to become President of the United States. So Serco has the contract to run the patent office, administer the patent office. So what they've done ever since 1999, anyway, is they had this Richard Walker who worked for Hewlett-Packard, and he developed the first patent in this country, anyway, for the Internet of Things, or 5G. And ever since then, Serco, being in that position of controlling the patent office, has basically been stealing technology and filing it all under this Walker patent. And basically concentrating it and weaponizing it and sending it through Silicon Valley. So all these Silicon Valley front companies, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Google or Twitter or Zillow or, you know, whatever, these are all just basically arms of the intelligence community. And ultimately, the control goes back to the Crown. And Serco is very close to Lockheed Martin. It's very close to BAE, British Aerospace. These are the two most powerful and the biggest defense contractors in the world. Serco also controls the atomic weapons establishment in the UK, and with Lockheed Martin. So, and Lockheed Martin's not a U.S. company. It's a Crown agent. And so, of course, it's BAE. But so anyway, that's just a quick summary of how basically the Crown, I found, is behind this 5G, just as they were behind Kennedy assassination. And by the way, just as they were behind 9/11. Among many other things throughout history.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Dean. Mark, do you know Serco?
Serco would run a lot of the prison systems and that here in the UK, a lot of prisons, vans, basically like what Dean said, it's a service company. But these service companies, I mean, basically that quangos, that ways of actually pulling money out of the system. Mm-hmm. The private companies, and they're sitting between, they're basically running monopolies doesn't matter whether it's whether they're sending people around to measure your meters in your home or whatever. They're basically they're sitting on the back of a monopoly within a country and just carving something out the middle. It's a bit like it's like having another tax system. That's all it is.
Right. I had this question for you, Mark. Like, well, sort of a question. Given everything you've done till now with telecommunication, with radars, with frequencies, with weapons, with the helmet you developed in your company, I bet you didn't think that microwave weapons will come to your neighborhood.
Well, I didn't, and I was absolutely shocked, dismayed when we started having a number of neighbors knocking on my door and saying that they were bleeding from the nose at night when the new LED streetlight had been fitted. I didn't get that at all. I mean, I realized that LED streetlights couldn't cause nose bleeds, but I did notice it had a rather large antenna on the top. However, a dipole antenna radiates in all areas. So consequently, you need a pretty powerful telecoms transmitter to make it get somebody to nosebleed. A new radar operator suffered from that. So it wasn't until I investigated, started doing some measuring, and started measuring radiation levels in people's homes that were in breach of the building codes, would basically kill people with the levels, these chronic exposure levels of radiation. Just unbelievable. And obviously this was what was causing the nosebleeds. It wasn't, and obviously I'd started telling people that that was what was causing the nosebleeds and causing a little bit of a stir locally. But it was one of the lightning guys who threw one of these antennas at me for some inexplicable reason, decided he wanted to throw one at me. And it wasn't until I actually got one in the hand that I realised it was actually a full, sophisticated target acquiring weapon system and not to control the lights and not what I thought it would be, long-range radar. Well, it was long-range radar,
yeah.
But I thought, well, I'd just been a bit cheeky. They want to scan your home with this radar system. But when I actually got a look at the antenna design is specifically a target acquiring weapon.
So this can actually kill someone, right?
Shoot somebody with it.
Bloody hell.
Well, it's not just for that.
I'm
pretty sure. Obviously, these antennas operate in unison. So we've got a 31,875 element array. That element array is pretty powerful because each antenna has got a 450-volt capacitor attached to the board. So anybody watches the video, the 5G Apocalypse Now video,
yeah.
Go and have a look at that. You'll see the hardware. It's pretty meaty stuff. There's a lot of people said to me, that's for controlling the light. Well, obviously, I haven't seen a light controller. If you've seen a light controller, you'll see it doesn't need a lot of technology attached to it. And what it most certainly doesn't have is an 868 target acquiring weapon system attached to it. Because some character, as it happens, some dishonest person contacted my barrister and said to him, they showed him the hardware, but it actually deliberately removed the weapons bit, which was pretty interesting, and said, look, this is nothing more than just a controller for the light. Well, it's not, because I mean, a controller of a light, I mean, probably a 12-volt controller, that'll be pretty meaty. I mean, your mobile communication system that you have in your phone, 3.7 electron volts. So you've got a 3.7 volt battery in a mobile phone, and it's got a 20 mile sort of footprint. So you've got a pretty meaty piece of equipment there with 3 volts. So why would you want to put 450 volts on a board that controls the light? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. But the reason why it doesn't make any sense, because one's a weapon system and the other one's for making a telecommunications communication. That's the difference, and you don't need that type of power. And if you did need that type of power, you'd have to realize it's for something else. Well, what this is for is to kill people. It's a weapon system.
I want to just to inform the audience that both Dean and Mark, which I have great respect to everything you do and to the fact that I'm here with you on this broadcast, and I start to have tears by saying it, because I'm moved by your work and by your passion and by the fact you care, because most people They have no clue what is going on. And when they do, they react with cynicism, you know, with irony. They don't really care. They don't see the scope of the situation. They don't get how severe the state we are in. And I would like to say that everything you hear in this broadcast, and generally speaking, everything you hear from Mark and Dean, oh, that was great, Mark, for putting on the light. Thank you for that. It was needed. You see, I'm just saying good things and you put a switch on the lights. Excellent. This is God. I just want to say that everything Dean and Mark are saying is proven, is documented, and it's hard fact. Unfortunate for us, it's hard fact, and it's documented, and it's proven. Now, it turns that what we know, or most people know, as conspiracy, or conspiracy theory, right, is turning out to be very quickly now to hardcore reality. I mean, Mark, you are saying they're killing people. They can kill people with this technology. And I heard Barry Trower saying they are murderers. And to hear it from him and to hear it from you, it's shocking. And Dean giving the, let's say, the intro to this talk, all these links between these companies, originally, they are weapons companies. I mean, we need to understand, the people need to understand, we're not talking about telecommunication and Verizon and Nokia, and this is just the show for the masses of people. The actual stuff is being done by weapon manufacturers. And this is what people need to understand, at least from my perspective, that these are all weapons. And I want to say, Mark, I want to ask, on Thursday, you are going to court. Can you just give us a brief intro to why you're going to court? What's going on in Gateshead?
Well, what actually happened, I was up in court a while ago where the authorities tried to gag me. What they said was I was frightening vulnerable people. I was telling them that this is a weapon system and that it could potentially kill them. So they said that was frightening people. They had to get me gagged, had to get it shut up. What actually happened, we went to court. The council officers got up, made up a complete and utter load of, I mean, they were court perjuring themselves, basically making up, fabricating evidence in the court. Then I forged documents into the court. The judge got a bit sick of it, so I think he was going to try and help them, but it got so ridiculous halfway through the day where you could see the judge had worn him down a little bit. You could see he was getting very testy because he basically caught them out on a number of occasions. I think the chief executive turned on and said I'd went to attack her in the court, in the council chamber. Well, fortunately for me, somebody videotaped the whole event. Well, there was nothing of the sort. I'd actually basically said to her, look, when this comes out, you're going to prison. That was her saying that I'd actually went for her, and she was terrified for her life. Because this is what these characters do, you see. They all of a sudden are terrified. They think somebody's going to harm them. It's basically just a narrative so they can try and get you arrested and locked up. So this was proven to be a complete falsehood. The mayor had actually repeated the same allegation, and obviously this was all on video. So that proved that they were just lying. So anyway, the judge got a bit testy, and after lunch, he said, look, I'm going to read Mr. Steele's skeleton argument. Well, after he came back after lunch, I've got a raft of patents in this particular space. So he came back after lunch, he said, well, because they had said that I was a conspiracy theorist, and there was nothing in it, there was no merit in it, it was just pseudoscience, and Harvard University, Ramsey Institute, National Toxicology Program, I mean, these are pseudo-organizations. But not only that, the Council of Europe 1815 resolution says the max mark can expose you to is 200 millivolts for long term.
Yeah.
Now, that's not safe. This is the International Court. This is the International Criminal Court saying that 200 millivolts is the max mark can expose you to. Well, the minimum I'm measuring in gated bedrooms is 600, and I've measured up to as much as 4,000. So we're talking about catastrophic amounts of microwave radiation, and the government have a duty of care. It's the 2012 Social Care Act. They've got to protect the population from ionized and non-ionizing radiation. Well, they haven't done it in this instance. So consequently, they took me to court. The judge basically turned around and said, He said I was technically competent, the science was competent, that means legally qualified in law. And he then said, the public have a right to know. This 5G baby killing technology, they have a right to know. And he said to the council, Adam, I'm warning you, you debate this, the people, so anyway, that was reported in all the papers. So anyway, I waited about a month, never heard anything from them. So I sent them an email and I said, look, this is what happened in the court. I sent it to all the councillors, every councillor in the chamber. It's about 60 of them. So I sent them all an email and I said, "This, your duty of care is this. This is the law. You've got to act, blah, blah, blah. This isn't, you know what I mean? Basically, a nice appeal to them. It says, I'm appealing to you to uphold the law. Yeah? So anyway, didn't hear anything from them. So anyway, I sent them another email about a month later, which was a little bit more testy, because what I said was, the fact that you haven't responded, you're in breach of these laws, right? This this legal act, this law, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I really caused a bit of a problem. I sent them a freedom of information request, because you know Gateshead Council have set up their own funeral directors on the increase in deaths in the area, because obviously we've seen a massive increase in deaths since the rollout of this 5G. And I wanted the business plan, because what I'm looking for in the business plan is growth.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that that's going to show a significant increase in deaths in Gateshead since the rollout. Well, that could potentially be murder. The jury would think it was murder. If they've actually put 5G in and expected to capitalise on the back of opening up a funeral director's business, that potentially could be murder, could it not? So anyway, I've asked them the question, well, they blew a gasket. So what they've said to the courts, I'm threatening them. They've said to the courts that I've threatened them by sending them an email. I've made threats and violence threats. I've basically said to them, well, Section 3 of the criminal justice system is a self-defence form of the law. Right, and it means you can act, right, with force. Doesn't matter, it can be verbal force, can be physical force. Mm-hmm. You can act with force as long as it's in defence of another action or another crime, a massive crime. Because what we're seeing here is a massive crime, a humanitarian catastrophe, a crime against humanity. So that's what I'm saying in this particular email. They have said that's me threatening them with violence. So I've threatened them with violence, and that's what they're saying. This is unbelievable. Mm. It is. You've got to read it. You've got to actually read the documents they've put into court. But you see, if they get a compliant judge, there's potential for me to go to prison on Thursday on the back of sending them two emails, and I did a video which basically said how Gateshead Council profits from the rollout of this secret covert 5G. Now, what they've actually said is they haven't got 5G, even though the judge in the court demanded that they open up the discussion on 5G, because obviously he'd read my evidence to show that it was in fact 5G.
Mm-hmm.
They've said they haven't got it. They still haven't got 5G. They still haven't got it. I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing. They had two experts stand up in the court. The chief executive said it wasn't 5G, it wasn't microwave radiation. Well, the transmit on the top of the light operates in the 868.
Yeah.
Microwave radiation starts at 300 megahertz and goes to 300 gigahertz. This is scientific fact, right? What actually happens, the industry sometimes say that microwaves don't start until one gig, right? Starts in the gigahertz range. That's nonsense.
No. Yeah.
The real definition, it's a meter to a millimeter. And that's how you measure the microwave radiation spectrum. It's a meter, and it's 300 megahertz to 300 gigahertz.
Right.
That's how you measure microwave radiation. So they had stated it didn't emit microwave radiation, which it did, and they said it wasn't 5G, which it is, because 5G's got three technical parameters, all right?
Yeah.
The first one is densification.
Yeah.
Now, densification means more, just more. It doesn't matter what it is. Billions more, it doesn't matter what it operates, whether it's 2G, 3G, 4G, it doesn't matter as long as there's a lot more of it. That means 5G, because one of its technical parameters, because that's a weapon. See, we already know that the 4G's killed a lot of things because of more of it.
Yeah.
Well, if you increase that densification by 10, 100 times, because if it can be connected, they're going to connect it. It's in your small fridge, your TVs, your cookers. They're putting modems in every single thing. In fact, they're putting RFID tags in your food. So your tin cans are going to get replaced with RFID tags, so the transmitters can talk to the tin when you put it in the bin, and then they can send you an advert for on your smart TV to tell you you need to replace your cans of beans. You know, I mean, this is the dystopian mental world that we live in, but it's not. It's a weapon, because the more microwave radiation you put in the environment, the more potential you've got of that breaking down the biological structures, breaking down the fabric of buildings, and destroying all life. So that's what 5G is. So 5G densification, one technical parameter. Second technical parameter is the widening up of the spectrum. So this widens up at the lower part as well as the higher part. The experimental and or lethal. Experimental and lethal. Some of them, most of them is military grade weaponry, whether it's sub gigahertz is long range radar. The higher frequencies, basically weapons systems. The sweet spot for weapons is from 10 megahertz. So 10 megahertz range, that's where it starts. So that's your sweet spot for the weaponry up to 100 gigahertz. That's the real sweet spot. So the 868, it's right in that sweet spot as a weapon. Mm-hmm. Now, I know because of the hardware, as soon as I saw the amount of power, then the amount of power it's got and the capability it has, it wasn't a scanner. If they had wanted to scan my home, they could have 12 volts up there.
Sure.
I hear the kill. That kill grid is here to kill.
What's the third parameter?
Third parameter is the antenna design. Right. The antenna design allows for what's called phased array. So that's an off-step signal where I can actually focus a beam wave. Yeah. So I can characterize a beam wave and I can actually scan the environment with that. That's part of the antenna design. But the other bit of the antenna, dielectric lens. And that dielectric lens allows you to focus, like a laser, a signal. So you collimate a signal to a target. Now, it's normally for a machine to machine. Because I couldn't send a collimated signal at you, because I'd probably kill you.
Yeah.
And it's one of the reasons the phased array part of the element is what they use on the battle space to target acquire other weaponry. Any troops getting in the way of that, neurological disorders, it's one of the reasons why a lot of troops are committing suicide. In fact, Israeli government have just done a study on the battle space to show that this type of phased array radar is in fact a class 1 cancer causing radiation. And what they're doing, they're rolling this cancer causing radiation out across the world as we speak as 5G, and that's the antenna and the frequency signals on the equipment.
Tell me, Mark, do you have a lawyer or a barrister representing you?
I've got a barrister representing us,
When you measure the radiation in the bedroom in Getzed, did you film it? Like, you have hard evidence of the measurement?
For all it's everyone that we've done, I was in a guy's house the other day. A friend of mine, he's a dive superintendent, and he works away quite a bit.
So you have it on video?
Can
you send it to me afterwards?
Yeah, sure, I'll send you a video. He was actually diagnosed with brain cancer about a year and a half ago, and I said to him, David, have you got one of these light systems outside your home? And he basically, a lot of people don't get it.
Yes.
Anyway, he's been away, he normally works away 2-3 months at a time. He filled up the small peanut feeder for the small birds.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's come back this time. I went to his home about 2 months ago. Gets to it, he rang us up, he said, you've got to come down to mine. I said, why? He said, I've getting back. He says, been away 3 months, I've come back, there's not a single peanut out of this small bird feeder. He says, I want you to come down and measure the radiation where I live. So I went, right, I'll do that. So anyway, I gets down to his house, he's got one of these transmitters, I'm telling you now, it's about 3 foot or 4 foot away from his bedroom window, where he sleeps, measured the radiation, 5,000 millivolts.
Right. I'd love to have the video. I will put it out if I can. I mean, you probably use it in court, so I'm not sure what the legal recommendation here, but if you can send it to me, excellent. I wanted to, Dean, what's the agenda? I'm talking worldwide, I'm talking globally. What's the agenda? I mean, weapons, military grade weapons are now in our neighborhood. And as Mark was saying, you know, there's a lot of the companies are deceiving us, governments are deceiving us, a lot of misinformation, disinformation. They're saying, no, we're going to put 5G in a few years, when actually they already started putting it out. It's out there, you know, maybe they haven't finished putting it out, but it's out there, it's going on. What's the agenda?
Well, at a military level, the agenda is, they call it full spectrum dominance. So they've already got control of the land, the sea, the air. Now the space program that Trump started up, and the European, you know, space agency is part of that too. And now it's electronic. It's the electronic frontier is the last, the human mind. The human mind is the last leg of that stool where they have full spectrum dominance. And total surveillance society, like with these dialectic lenses, you know, being able to just target whoever they want. You can already see it happening in China with Huawei, with the social crediting, where you jaywalk and in 2 seconds you get a ticket on your phone, and then 2 seconds later it's just taken out of your bank account. And when you have that kind of control, I mean, these feudalist oligarchs have always wanted to just total control over humanity. And what's happened is technology, globalization, and extreme amounts of capital have brought them to the point where they are on the verge of having that. And the second thing, the very important thing, is depopulation. You look at the Georgia Guidestones, you look at the agenda of the United Nations, you look at Agenda 21, came out of the Rio Summit, and this idea of herding people into smart cities, into these grid kill zones where they're going to have this 5G. You listen to people like Prince Philip, who said he wants to reincarnate as a deadly virus. You know, you listen to people like Kissinger, and, you know, you listen to the elite, and they just loathe humanity. I mean, we're just a bunch of cattle that these feudalists have herded around for centuries, just literally herded around at will, and done what they want with. And they don't believe we have souls. So to them, it's almost like to kill us wouldn't even be, they wouldn't have any moral qualms about it at all.
But hang on.
I know it's weird.
Hang on.
The way they are.
Besides the fact it's weird, I mean, let's say they will kill 90% of humanity. How can they make money like that? I mean, they won't have people to suck from, you know? They won't have, I mean, these guys are vampires, and they need us to feed on us, you know? So it's kind of, you know, it's contradictive.
Well, it is, but it isn't. If you think about technology, if you think about where it's going, robotization and robots taking jobs, and robots running McDonald's restaurants now in Japan. And I mean, there's going to be a lot of people out of work. And so, you know, there's people talking about universal income and these kinds of things. And what are we going to do? How are people going to make money? Well, guess what? If there's a lot less people, that problem goes away. So the infrastructure, like the big dams, the big interstates, you know, all the big stuff's kind of built out for these people already. And this is why I think they're especially targeting men. If you look at the vaccinations and if you look at the EMF radiation, it targets males, young males, more so than women. Because the males are the ones who are potentially able to rise up in revolution and physically destroy these people if necessary. But, you know, the last thing they want is a bunch of unemployed young men hanging around talking about revolution and thinking, what are we going to do? This is our only hope. Let's just take a shot at it. Let's go after these people. That's the last thing they want. So it is and it isn't. And, of course, on the way out, it's going to be a slow kill. It's not going to be fast. People are just going to get sick. Now, you look at the health care industry and big pharma, it's a whole money complex, bigger now than the military industrial complex. It's bigger than that. Because they have to, if they can keep us perpetually sick, which Rockefeller knew when he came out with all his pharmaceuticals and all his BS Western medicine that he backs, then they could just keep us in this debilitated state and they could pretty much suck all of our money out of our wallets by the time we die and send us to the nursing home at the end and just pour. Well, in England now, they're calling food and water medicine. So they're just taking it away from people. And I heard, Mark, that a doctor gets $85 to sign your death certificate. So, by the way, Circle also has a pathology lab in the UK. And this is where they're going to study all this stuff and see how well it works. And this, you know, sounds crazy, but it's like these people aren't right, man. They're just not right. And they don't think like us, but, you know, they think they're very clever. I think what's going to happen is it's all going to fall apart, this 5G. You look at South Korea, they're burning up these cities. You look at AT&T with this, now they call it 5G evolution. So it's an indication that in this app they run that they're not quite there yet. And they're not quite there. And I think a lot of this stuff, you're not going to be able to roll it out in the countryside because the infrastructure is going to be too expensive for the amount of people that live, say, in my area, which is not very many.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be the big cities that are going to be the kill zone.
Sure.
Now you think about it, it's mostly black people, brown people, immigrants. That's who lives in big cities, downtown, in big cities. So again, these people are fascists, they're eugenicists, they hate people of color. Perfect. That's who they're going to go after first. And those are also the most potentially revolutionary populations because they're the most economically deprived population. So they're going to try to herd us into these cities, and these are going to be the kill zone. But I think, I really don't think this is, I mean, this is their dream, right? This is what they're after. This is what they want. But it doesn't mean it's going to happen. And what I see happening now with this censorship of the internet, going after Mark in court, going after Dave Icke, you know, not letting him into Australia, taking his film away in L.A., all this stuff that's going on, this banning of books by Amazon, banning entire movies now, in the case of David Icke's Renegade movie. I mean, they're really freaking out. The elites and scumbags are freaking out because we are just dialed in on them right now. We're dialed in on them. And if we can get 20% of people just aware that they're of how pathetic and how sick, I mean, these people need help. They all need white coats on, walk them around and just, you know, let them drool all over some hospital somewhere. We'll run the hospital. But that's what they need. And if we can just get to that level, then it's all over, man. They'll just run like cockroaches because they know how, I think, pathetic they really are. And they actually know we do have souls. But everything they do is to sort of justify the sins of their ancestors who have raped and pillaged and murdered for centuries, ever since. Like I say, back to Samaria and Babylon. I mean, you have to be a Luciferian now, you know, Junior, because Grandpa did all these bad things, and somehow you have to justify it with your stupid ideology. But really, the truth is, evil doesn't exist in this world, naturally. Yeah. They brought it into this world. Yeah. And what we got to do is convince people of that, convince people that human nature is actually good. That, yeah, we're all a bunch of screw-ups at some level, but, man, we're trying, and we're created in God's image, and, you know, we're good. Yeah. So they're trying to always tell us just the opposite. And what we can't do is fall into that trap where we start hating humanity, and we start going along with these agendas. Like this climate change, it's an agenda.
Sure.
You know, it's just an agenda of austerity and herding us into these smart cities where they can zap us with this weaponry, with this 5G. So there's some sick puppies, but this is what I think they're after, full-spectrum dominance and massive debilitation and depopulation and thus control over the population. It's pretty simple.
You know,
Get money.
Yeah. You know, the other day I interviewed Barry Tower, and I asked him very bluntly, I asked him, is it depopulation? And you know what he said? He said, no. And then he said, it's against all life. Not just humans. It's not depopulating us. It's against everything, all nature. We're talking trees, we're talking animals, we're talking water, air, everything. You know, the mushrooms, the trees, how they communicate with one another. It's against everything that is alive. And I'm thinking, you know, you're saying the agenda is full spectrum dominance, and obviously depopulation is part of it. But Mark, from your experience of what are the capabilities of microwave and microwave weapons, obviously, can these weird elite, can they actually exterminate all life?
Yeah, a really interesting thing. I like this little bit because it's an absolute belter. See the people that are rolling this out? They're the target. You know, God, he hates them. This weapon kills them. This weapon's that big. They built this weapon, it's so powerful. Believers, kills everything. In fact, what they've been trying to do, they're trying to break down the ionosphere, right? That's what all the plot is in CERN. That's why it's all the devilish stuff. The people who are behind this, the Luciferians, they die. The best thing that can do, they're going to kill them. They're the first to leave the planet. It's not just about us. Obviously, the spiritual side of this, because obviously there's got to be a spiritual side, because, you know, why would anybody want to kill all life on the planet? All biological life. I totally agree with Barry, without a doubt. I'm looking at the capacity of the weapon system. I mean, I've got 31,875 of these weapons in Gateshead. Each element's got a 450-volt capacitor attached to it. Now, somebody's going to tell me, well, what's all that about? Well, I can tell you what I think it's all about. It's going to vaporize everything. Now, if I vaporize everything in this area, this nuclear power station just down the road, that nuclear power station's going to implode, right? There's not going to be anybody to fix it. It's going to break down. Yes. You're going to pour a lot of energy into the reactor core. Your reactor core is going to burn down. It'll break down the concrete. They're already breaking down the fabric of the reactor bond walls. The concrete bond walls are breaking down at Hunterston. There's a report from Professor Curtis Bennett about the British Columbia breaking down the concrete bond wall. These structures never been built or assessed in their manufacture, right, and their life expectancy to be hit with this pulse-modulated energy. This vibration, this energy vibration, millions of times a second, never been built for that. It hasn't been factored in. So these reactors are going to start to break down. Now, if I break down one or two reactors around the world, and that reactor drops down into the water table, pops up out in the atmosphere, sure, you've got yourself a serious environmental issue there. Sure. That's just one. That's two. So if you think about the amount of reactors around the world with all of this ionizing radiation pollution potential, this is an annihilation event. This will kill absolutely everything. There's nothing. I'm looking at the power density and the arrays and the level of equipment that they're rolling out. It only says one thing to me: total and absolute annihilation of every biological living life on the planet. And I totally agree with Barry. And this is the really funny bit. This is what I find quite interesting. The people that are building it, they die. They don't survive. They don't go underground. I mean, I was talking to some US military guys who are building underground bases. Mm-hmm. Well, crack on. You go underground with an ideology that wants to kill all life. Believe us, you're the first to get gassed. If I was to take a person right, that wanted to kill billions of human beings, well, the first people I'm going to kill is the people with the money. So if you've got lots of resources, because this isn't just about, there's the resource bit first, because you get because if you're a bit of a psychopath, you want to kill a lot of people, get the ones first who you really think, the ones that have believed your bullshit and have built out this weapon system, kill them first. If this is the spiritual field that I believe it to be, and I cannot see it being, from a scientific perspective, cannot be anything other. This is between good and evil. This is between God and the devil. So if the devil hates all God's work, that's earth. So everything on the earth just totally obliterated. And if they punch a hole through the ionosphere, well, it looks like the power density, the equipment that they've got, and I'm pretty sure it's got something to do with CERN. And the reason for the accelerator, everybody knows there's no particles. You know, you do basic physics. I mean, you've got to be a pretty dim physicist to think that there's any particles there, right? So we know there's no particles, so what's the particle accelerator for? It's got another purpose, hasn't it? Let's see, it's to break down the ionosphere. So they've been firing these energy fields at speed to work out how much energy they need to break through up there. If they break through up there, break down the ionosphere, so it opens up the whole of the Earth to cosmic radiation. Well, you just turn the country, you just turn the world into Mars. So you turn the whole world into Mars, Well, what would be the purpose of that?
Yeah. Well, that's and like you say about, you know, CERN, Mark, another interesting thing. Who's running technical support for CERN? CERCO. I shit you not. Go to their website. CERCO's own website will tell you all this. It's all on their own company website. There's a little video of their history and just goes through all the stuff they do. Yeah. And so, yeah, the crown's behind CERN, definitely. The CIA is behind it. It's not about particle physics. Particle physics is a fraud anyway. It's all about electricity and plasma and stuff. It's all fraud. It's like, and this is part of this satanic, Luciferian nature of these people where they've got us on this dumb train about physics, about archaeology, anthropology. You know, everything's a lie coming from some Royal Society tenant or tentacle, you know, survival of the fittest and all this crap, you know. It's not even true. I have deer that run around my yard. They take care of each other. They look after the sick. They don't jump on them or leave them for a coyote. They look after them. That's what humans do, too. But
yes,
it's about our own nature. But you're right, Mark. It's about good and evil. And it's something about opening up that ionosphere that maybe they're going to be punching open a Stargate or But in a bigger metaphysical level, I think it's this. Technology has become this addiction that the devil has sort of marched out, or, you know, whatever you want to call that, has marched out, and it's been bait. It's the internet. It's the World Wide Web, and the spider in the middle is the crown. But metaphysically, we're being tempted. It's a temptation. And so it's like, are you humans going to be tempted so much by technology, by this thing that's basically what we're doing here is good. We use it as a weapon against them, you know, just guerrilla war style, but it is a weapon. And are we going to be tempted into this total electronic prison that we're actually creating ourselves, each of us? And are you going to become a cyborg? Are you going to be filled with these demons that are coming out of CERN and coming out of this weird wavelength that's not human, not natural? Or are you going to reject it at some point and walk away? Because if the only reason they're doing 5G is because people are addicted to technology at one level. So this is a gigantic like thing where God's given us this chance to walk away from this stuff and to sort of renounce it for what it is. And if we don't do that, yeah, we're in trouble. So it's really still about getting people spiritually aware that, yes, this is a battle between good and evil. And now you know who's behind it. And of course, it's the Luciferians. Of course, it's the people that run the Tavistock Institute, the Royal Astronomy Society, the Royal Geographic Society, and all the lies that other lies that they've told us. But it's really metaphysically, that's what I think it is. And this is where, you know, this really evil thing that's happening is going to bring out the best in humanity, which, you know, you gentlemen represent.
Well, I sure hope so. But yeah, you know, two couple of things, Dean. First of all, your camera froze, so if you can maybe switch off and on your camera, see if you can, or play with the settings. This is one thing. Second thing, Dean said before that we're talking about slow kill. Mark, are we talking about slow kill or fast kill?
There's two parts to the weapon. You've got slow kill and fast kill. So you've got a degradation of the stock. You've got a degradation of the stock with non-ionizing radiation. That's part of slow kill, but it's also part of the psychological conditioning before you do the full kill. Because what they've done, they're basically subduing people's thought processes. That's why when you say it to a lot of people, they're going to try and kill you if they go, oh, it's really, you know.
Yes.
I mean, I'm telling people, you know, you see, when I see this weapon, it's like somebody popping up with a 9mm outside my door. I'm pretty excited about it because I'm going, shit, this is a weapon.
Yeah.
When you tell people, they're like, look at you and go, even though you explain it, what it is, they still look at you as if, where's that come from?
Yeah.
It's real. This stuff's real.
Yeah, this one. Go on, sorry.
So it's quite interesting how people sort of, you know, don't get as excited as what you would do if somebody was popping up outside your door with a weapon. You'd get a bit exercised about it. I mean, I rang the police the other week and I said, look, I want to make a complaint. Gated Council have rolled out this weapon system on Chottavos. The reason I did that is because obviously I'm going in court on Thursday, and the judge asks, have I contacted the police? I might have to tell him yes. And they're not doing anything. It's a bit strange, isn't it? So we've got a pre-planned, sophisticated terrorist attack on the country. I've made the police aware about it, and I'm still waiting for them to call us back. It's bizarre, that, isn't it?
It's madness.
Matt, I know I said you have this conversation, and you know, it's absolutely real, but it's mad.
It's mad.
It's like a film, you know, but, you know, we're talking complete and lucid sense. And if anybody was listening to it, but I mean, I remember sitting in a meeting once, yes, and we're talking about, you know, when you talk about bombs and how many people you can kill for, you know, for how much type of conversations. Yeah. And if you take yourself out of the meeting, you go, that's a bit bizarre, isn't it? Well, listen, we're having the same conversation.
Absolutely.
We're having the same conversation. It's mad.
I don't think even in Hollywood they could think about such a script, you know. It's like, it's too mad. It's like over the top. Somebody really thought carefully about it. It's really mad.
You know what this shit is?
At the end of your trial, if it's going bad for you, Mark, ask the judge if he's a Freemason, A, and two, say, you're doing harm to me. Just use that statement. That's a common law statement. Sometimes if you say it, the judge will just get up and run away. Yeah, because that common law is above British maritime law or constitutional law. Just
common law.
If it's going bad. Now, if it's going good, keep that in your pocket.
You know? Common law's really interesting. What they most certainly can't do is harm humans. And obviously, okay, this equipment she had to kill, and prove that without any shadow of a doubt. It's a concern. I'm not saying the council knew it was a weapon in the first instance, but they do now.
Sure.
And now what's happened, they've just defaulted to the normal, cover-up. So we've actually got a cover-up going on. It's absolutely unbelievable, unfortunately. But that's just the way it is. What we've got to try and do is stop it. And I'm pretty sure that would do. And I think the reason why we do as well is because like I've always said, the funny bit of this, if we all die, just remember, the people that are behind it, they get it first.
Mm.
So that's quite funny, because they're rolling out this equipment. These directors and these companies, they just do not understand, because there's somebody that knows what I'm talking about, but he's the devil. The devil knows. That's why he's really upset with me, like, trying, pulling all the strokes that he's pulling, because he knows that I know him. I know exactly who he is. And obviously what's happened, he's upset because I'm telling people what he's planning. Is his plan, his servants, the servants he has on this earth, they get it first.
But you know, if I go with what Barry told me, like, for example, in Rome, I mean, this is just one example, but they don't put the 5G there. I mean, and Rome is the Vatican, and I'm like, all right, makes sense. Maybe also in the city of London they won't roll the 5G out. Maybe also in the, I don't know, in the Pentagon, in Washington, maybe in, well, Jerusalem already has 5G. But I'm just thinking, maybe some places like, I don't know, Liechtenstein or whatever, Switzerland, whatever centers the elite are in, maybe they don't roll the 5G out there. And so maybe at least for first, they're looking after themselves with the 5G. And that's why I was concerned, or I was asking if it's a slow kill or fast kill. Because how much time you reckon, I mean, I'm asking both of you, how much time you reckon we have?
They're going to try to get cute, like you said. But Mark's right, they're going to die. They're going to die, maybe not first, but they'll die. They'll all die. This is like a death cult. It's the only way you can explain these people, because they don't care about their kids. Obviously, they think they're going to dig these bunkers and hide out. That's not going to work. It'll work for a while until, you know, some crust shifts comes along, the Earth's crust shifts and just collapses your tunnel on top of you. I mean, you're insane. So it is a demonic force behind this of just darkness that really seeks to just wipe out all of humanity and all of life. It is an extinction event. It's beyond, you're right, it's depopulation of people and of all life, you know, off of this planet. So nobody's going to make it. Now, Mike Kosarian's got this theory, oh, they're going to open up the Stargate, and these people are basically the Nephilim, and they're from somewhere else, and they haven't been able to open the thing, so maybe 5G, this is my thing, maybe 5G is the way to open that Stargate, and they can escape and whatever, and leave us all to die. So that's the only possibility that I could come up with, that they're not just a total death cult, the Bimbereds, that don't really get it. I mean, they're just not thinking straight. So, I mean, I think we got some time. I think it's going to be the cities first. Yeah, they'll exempt Brussels. That's the EU headquarters in Rome. That's the Vatican. And I haven't heard anything about the city yet, but probably they'll try to do those things, and they're going to focus on the cities first. But I just in the last, like, month, I'd say, I just feel like the awareness is really picking up among people. People are coming out, and people are talking, and people are fighting, and everybody's starting to get on the same page. Here we are, you know, together talking, and just, I've had a lot of different people coming to me and saying, be a part of this, and I know Mark has too, and it's just, I mean, I really think we're going to win this, okay? But it's just a matter of believe we can win it, you know, believe that we can do it. And if you, because it's all about faith. It's about, yeah, how much faith in God do you have? How much faith in humanity and in goodness do you have? Hmm. And if these minions that don't have any faith in humanity, like on the Gates Head Council, these minions that'll continue to suck up to evil, suck up to the devil, suck up to power, suck up to people with money, and not have faith in humanity. And those people are going to have a comeuppance coming up too, whether or not this 5G comes forward, because this new awareness is going to expose all the elites, but it's also now going to expose all the minions who've been over and lift the boots of these people, all of these centuries and decades of just messing with people. So I think we got time, and I think we're going to win, but, you know, that's what I think.
How much time you reckon?
2021. We're far too early, and as Dean says, there's an awakening. The problem that they've got, smart meters, they need the smart grid. They need everybody to buy into smart, and then what happens, they can fill the buildings and the space with all this crap, basically killing everybody, and then they can switch the EMP on, boof. The problem that they've got, this is the reason for the Extinction Rebellion and the whole climate thing that they're starting to push now. Because there's going to be an emergency, because it can force the smart meters on people, because people are, no, I don't want them. Now, the more they push, the more resistance, the more kickback they're going to get. As long as we keep getting the information out, the numbers are starting to grow like that, where people are starting to work out there's something very untoward going on. So I'm pretty sure God wins this, and we have God on our side. That's number one. So I'm pretty positive. That's why I laugh about it. I mean, I'd be crying if I didn't.
Exactly.
What's going on? I'm going to die. Well, no, I'm supposed to be.
We're all going to die. You can relax about that. We're all going to die at some point.
No. Listen, believers, the people that come through this live forever.
Excellent.
God got this one, believers. This is mankind moving on. This is our real, let's say, blossoming is a butterfly. We really come out into our own. Yeah, but the only people that do are the people that believe, the people that understand the prophecy, the people that believe it's all about God. This is about God overcoming evil. This is our time. That's what I'm here for. I didn't get, you know, like a couple of years ago, this kind of blew my mind, a couple of years ago, right? Obviously, I'm on this weapons thing. I've been on it for years. I've invented lots of stuff.
Sure.
And then about 6 months ago, I started to realize there's something more going on.
Excellent.
From a scientific perspective. I'm thinking there's more, because I know about quantum mechanics, I know about waveforms, and I know that the whole thing, there's a controlling mechanism to everything. And that's how I used to explain it. The great geometrician, it's a Masonic sort of name for God. It's all geometry. It's all, you know, there's something really interesting there. And I knew that, but I've never been religious. Anyway, about 6 months ago, I get this lady contacted me, and she said, I'd already had a few strange happenings. I couldn't understand why I was still alive. I couldn't understand how I hadn't been murdered. Because obviously after I spoke with AV9, I thought, well, kill us after that. I mean, I'm not going to get back home. I'd organise my affairs to go down to AV9 to talk about 5G. And because obviously I know exactly what it is. And I thought, I'm not going to get there. So I'd already organised my affairs. For some inexplicable reason, I just had to do this. So anyway, I goes down, does a talk, gets back home and thought, shit, I'm still alive. Well, they obviously can't kill us. Because this is bigger than the Holocaust, it's bigger than 9/11, it's bigger than anything that's ever been perpetrated on mankind ever. since forever, right? So I'm thinking, well, why am I still alive? So that sort of getting us into the whole, there's obviously something protecting us, right? And then I got a call, I got told somebody was watching over us. The next minute, 6 months down the line, I get a call off this lady, and she said, who came up with this, save us now, this sort of, this movement thing, right? Because we set up this website called Save Us Now.
Yeah.
The sun's rising, waking humanity up, you see? But it's all part of prophecy, isn't it? So anyway, she, and I didn't know this, didn't have a clue. She rings up and said, who had to, and I said, oh, it was me. She went, it's you. It's you. And I went, what do you mean it's you? She said, your name's Mark. It's Mark. Mark, steal the sword. The sword of truth. She starts giving us all this stuff right now. I'm thinking, hang on a minute. I was getting a bit wobbly by this time. She's getting a bit wobbly. She's telling us all this stuff right. Then, but there's a really good friend of mine. In fact, I've got them on my foot. I've got this really good friend of mine, right? So anyway, I'm not saying who he is. But he contacted us about a month or two before this lady ran, and he starts telling us about, he's seeing these signs and symbols, and I said, are you? Now, he's not the sort of kid. I mean, this guy's absolutely, I mean, totally unreligious, and he starts telling me about these funny signs and symbols he started to see. And he started seeing things about me. So anyway, I went down to see him, and I took a few photographs, and no, he sent us these images. I'll have to show them because this is mad. Right, I've got to show you these pictures. Right, and then you go. So anyway, he sends us this stuff. So anyway, I'm having a chat. I need to show you these.
All right.
Can you see some of the symbols?
Yes, 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 yes. So?
That's really impressive, isn't it? Like, see that?
Yes.
So he's starting to have visions, right? And seeing these symbols, so he's writing them all down. So he's telling me about this. So anyway, this is a few months before, which is totally bizarre, by the way. Because this guy's just not religious, never been to church in his life. He started seeing these images and stuff like that. But he started doing healing, and stuff like that, right? Which is totally left field. But that's also a part of the prophecy. So anyway, this woman rings us, and she's having this conversation. She starts to get a bit, and I'm like getting, thinking this, starts telling us about some of the things that happened when I was a kid, right?
Wow.
Which got really, really interesting. But she then tells us about some symbols that she's speaking. She moves her skate to the side. She's got a board.
Same
symbols on.
With the same symbols.
Same symbols. But I says, well, what are these? Well, she knew that the ancient symbols, symbology, where people didn't speak as much, there was more in the image. The image meant like it was like a paragraph type thing.
Yes,
so it would give it like sort of saying. So anyway, she was telling us about the swords that all in that guy's pictures. So the swords, the bulls, he had bulls with number eights coming out of the rear end of the bull, right? And it's the rebirth of the womb. Mm. I mean, this kid doesn't know absolutely nothing. And these are the same symbols as what she's got on the board. But this woman knows what they are because she's researched the whole thing. Mm. But it ties in with the images that this guy, a really good friend of mine for like 30 years, I mean, I know him. If I didn't know him as well, you'd think he'd lost his mind, right? The stuff that he was telling us and the stuff he'd been saying, it all ties in. And guess what? It all ties in the prophecy. So anyway, after my first talk I did this year, I goes down to so anyway.
What's that? It's from the Bible.
Isaiah 61.
All right.
Right? That's the end of times prophecy. Right?
Uh-huh.
So I does this talk. after the talk in Totnes, gets set up in this old chapel, and there's a big old Bible like this, right? But I didn't even notice it. I set up with a screen on the wall, right? So the screen's all set up. I'm ready to do the talk. I'm just getting organised, putting my headpiece in, and I looks down at the Bible, Isaiah 61, and that's the prophecy. It's the end of times prophecy. And I'm like, get a panic on. And I'm like, shit. So there's just too many things going on. And like I said, there's got to be a spiritual element in this. It'd be stupid to think there isn't. But I'll tell you this. We win. God wins. God never loses. He never lost. And he's not going to lose this time. What we've got to do is to make sure there's enough people that wake up so we can save them. Because the ones that don't wake up, they didn't survive.
Yeah.
You know, to continue what both of you were saying, it's in this past, I don't know, 100 years, let's say, humanity moved from being very biologically active and very connected to nature, moved to very industrialized, modern, and now obviously digital lifestyle. And this moving out of our natural and actual womb, that where we're supposed to live in, where we're supposed to be, we're supposed to connect to the sun, to the earth, to have a pure and natural water, you know? And now we are all stuck in cement boards and with artificial light at night, with all the bad stuff that we can imagine. And I'm thinking maybe this is why it's like you pull up a string, you know, and you leave it, and it's like, and it goes straight back to where it should be. And maybe it's an opportunity for us to come back to our source. And maybe this is like the 5G story. Maybe it's just an opportunity to remember who we are, to remember that life is not about hoovering the house, or making sandwiches, or watching TVs at night. You know, life is not about that. It was never about that. Only in this past, I don't know, 100 years, even less, it was about that. And maybe it's an opportunity for us to remember who we are and to come back to our senses. And maybe the 5G is an opportunity for conspiracy to meet up with reality and to show the masses of people that this conspiracy is a reality. And there is a bigger plan here for us to wake up to and to take side. I mean, we have an opportunity to choose sides, finally, you know, in a way. I mean, I'm talking for the masses of people who normally just choose which insurance to have for the car, you know, or whatever. It's not really a choice. It's all BS. So maybe it's time to really choose about life and to show the next generation what is life about. I don't know, just an idea.
Yeah, good point. And ever since the hunting and gathering you work like 8 hours a week, you know, you got your animal, sit around, play cards the rest of the day, or stick, or, you know, just enjoy your family, grandkids, kids, and pretty nice, right? And so, yeah, I mean, the whole thing is it's been a slow imprisonment, but the temptation of materialism has been there to bait us into the trap.
Yeah.
So reality was just a whole thing. It's like one of the biggest lies of the Luciferians is to split reality into physical, spiritual, emotional. Those are all the same thing. Conspiracy is just part of this bigger, it's all one thing.
Yeah.
It's not split. And this is this is the psychological thing that's happened, is our brains have been conditioned to split everything into these little apartments, you know, and that comes with moving into a little cement apartment and not living out in a mountain valley with just these huge views where everything is a whole painting, everything is together, everything's seamless, And so we're badly like messed up, you know. I mean, humans have been really messed up by all this psychological warfare, this virtual reality that the Luciferians have been aiming at us way before the internet, way before television, you know, but intensifying now with television and intensifying more with the internet and social media and all this stuff. And 5G, my God, it's going to be, yeah, it's an attempt to capture people's very soul and essence and who they are and to make them totally forget about this thing you're talking about, Shy, where we were happy and we were whole and we lived in nature. And so it really is about that. It's about maybe this is an opportunity to return more to that way of life. And I mean, that's why I live where I live. I live on 42 acres at the end of the road. I pick stuff on my garden every morning to eat. I burn wood. I raise animals. And I live out where there's nobody. And it's like the last chapter of the last book I wrote, it's called Returning to the Garden of Eden. It talks all about this mess we're talking about. And then, yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? So, you know, we have to somehow get people out of these smart cities. We got to get them out of the grid. We got to somehow, and it's going to take political stuff too, land reform. You know, nobody's talking about that, but we need it really bad because they stole all their land from us over the last 300 years. You know, in America, 1% of the people used to live 300 years ago. And nowadays, 1% of people live in the country. So it's been a total reversal, and this is all about redistribution of resources from the people to the crown and their agents.
That's Agenda 21.
Yeah, but you know, this is the right idea: is to reject the technology, reject the feudal. I call it, you know, it's like an electronic feudalism. It's a new stage of feudalism for these elites, and that's what they're after. So. Yeah, that's where we need to go generally, and that's a God thing, man. That's where God made us to be, you know.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking it's not even about being happy; it's about being real. You know, it's about being real, and when you're close to nature, you live by the minute, by the moment, you know, and it's not everything compartmentalized and timed and split into physical, very physical reality. And as Mark was saying before, there's no particles. I mean, it's all energy. It's all just waves. This is Einstein, you know. It's all energy, man. This is all frequencies. Yeah. And when you mess with frequencies to cause harm, you mess with God. I can only say, you know, in a way also to conclude it, it's like I'm in Israel, Dean, you in the States, Mark, you in the UK, and obviously there's more of us out there serving our higher goals, serving our true nature, and serving our fellow, you know, humans, in helping them to see the way. That's it. We cannot really help them to go the way. We cannot help. We can just offer them, just see the way. This is the door. This is the way. It's up to you if you want to walk there or not. And reading the newspaper is a way, but it's not the way. And here we're talking about a global event that is being enrolled globally in many countries, and it's to affect all life, all biological life. And it's time for us, and it's, as I said before, it's an opportunity to make a stand. If you have anything to say, that's the time.
I truly agree. It's time to roll up the sleeves and get active, and physically get active as well. This just isn't about talk, and this is about action. It's action time. It's action stations. You know, the letters on the mat are kicking the door in. It's time to get organized. I mean, I've been doing that for a bit, but I'll tell you now, it's an awful lot of people starting to wake up and go, yeah, this is the opportunity. I mean, you've got to remember, they've broken the law. They've broken every law. They've broken the laws that they wrote. The ones that they said they wanted us to stay in our tier two, they've broken them. Because what they've actually done, they've rolled a weapon system out on top of the people. And we've caught them with a hand right in the till, they just didn't expect anybody was going to work it out. 5G in its three parameters, all three, spectrum's a weapon, the antenna design's a weapon, and the densification's a weapon. Three parts of it, in its totality, it is a weapon system. Nothing else. It's not for machine, well, it's not for human communications. It's masquerading as a machine-to-machine, but it's not. It's actually a totalitarian weapon system. So that's just that's a smoke screen. That's a smoke screen to get technologists to build it. Believe us, they die as well. So the people who are behind it, they die. The Luciferians who are ruling it out, they die. There's only one survivor. It's evil. Unless God wins. And God wins because he never loses. So we win. We win. We win. It's a big win.
It's a win-win situation.
All we need to do is just wake up. As I said before, we need, Dean, as you said, you know, the numbers are pretty small. 3-5%, 6%. You start getting into 8 or 10%. Believe us, we've won. The rest can just, you know, do whatever they want to do. We only need small numbers.
Get your boots on, soldier. Get your boots on, soldier.
Yeah, yeah, boots on.
Start doing this, you'll have fun of it.
But just to say, Mark.
Messing with these people.
Mark, do us a favor. Try to stay out of prison because I have a plan to bring you over to Israel to, well, probably also to give a lecture about 5G, maybe also to get you a ticket on the same plane with Barry. But anyway, you may even appear in court in Israel just as a, to give, how you say, an opinion? No, forgot the name. But just to give you a professional view about 5G. So do us a favor, stay out of prison because we need you around for some more time. All right?
I'll try my best.
Excellent.
You praying for each other on Thursday. I'll remember.
Yeah. Listen, thanks, guys. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work and we'll catch up very soon.
All right. Speak to you soon. Cheers for that.
Bye-bye. Cheers. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.